There is an enormous switchyard in Vernon that can handle hundreds of megawatts of electricity from a power plant. But with Vermont Yankee closed down, the town does not have a power plant to feed into the infrastructure. Energy leaders from around the state were in Vernon Monday to talk about the future of the switchyard. And VPR's Howard Weiss-Tisman has this report.
The meeting Monday was called to get some serious discussion going on how to help Vernon move beyond the closing of Vermont Yankee. And representatives from Green Mountain Power, the Department of Public Service, and the Vermont Electric Power Company, which owns the switchyard, met for about 3 hours to brainstorm ideas with the Vernon Planning Commission. Kerrick Johnson is Velco's Vice President of External Affairs. He says two large hydro projects have already been lined up to use a portion of the switchyard.
But as of right now, the smart people who work for us say there still will be capacity going forward. And there is what we call an open position. There's an empty socket that you can plug something in.
So Vernon is trying to figure out what to plug into that socket. Vernon was eyeing a proposal by the energy company Kinder Morgan to build a natural gas pipeline that would have come within 7 miles of the town. The town had hoped the pipeline would fuel a natural gas power plant that could have fed into the switchyard, but the company dropped its plans to build the pipeline. Green Mountain Power Chief Operating Officer Brian Otley said the failure to build a gas pipeline could end up helping Vernon. Otley said GMP is moving away from relying on large regional power plants to smaller plants. He says the switchyard could put Vernon on the cutting edge of energy creation and distribution.
We see a future not too far out where energy is produced very locally, energy is moved very short distances, but that's a very different vision than trying to recapture a big plant and recreate a big plant that was lost.
Entergy Vermont Yankee is beginning what could be a 60-year process of decommissioning the former nuclear power plant, though the state hopes the company speeds up that process. There will be challenges in reusing the VY land, but Vernon Planning Commission member Patty O'Donnell said the developers could ultimately get access to the land for a large solar project or some other type of energy development.
We know we won't replace Vermont Yankee, and we're not even trying to, but we do know that we have to do something with that land.
The meeting was part of the Vermont Council on Rural Development's planning work with Vernon to try to replace the jobs and tax base that were lost when VY closed. There were a lot of ideas thrown around, from developing a district heating source to building a biomass plant or trying to get the natural gas option back on the table. In the end, the group talked about applying for planning money to set the groundwork for a long-range plan to develop an alternative energy innovation center that might use the switchyard. Any solutions to replace the tax base and jobs that were lost when VY closed will take a lot of work. And the meeting Monday was just one step along that very long road. For VPR News, I'm Howard Weiss-Tisman in Vernon.